You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
Even as reports about the worst two-month slump in sales of passenger vehicles, PVs in India and a rising industry inventory hit the headlines, and we learnt also that Tata Motors Limited, TML, had nearly doubled its consolidated net loss in the June quarter, news came on July 26 that the company had rebounded after hitting fresh nine-year low on weak Q1 show. Money Control reported that the shares of Tata Motors rebounded nearly 3% intraday on July 26 after a disappointing show in June quarter Q1. But that does not negate the falling knife analogy that observers have used to describe the state of the company and by extension the Indian automobile industry. On this episode of Digging Deeper, we will try to understand just what has gone amiss in the big picture and why.
The Deep Dive Podcast Series.
Downward slide. Tata Motors on July 25th posted a huge loss of ₹3,698 crore in June quarter, dented by a disappointing performance by Jaguar Land Rover JLR. A Money Control piece reported that JLR suffered a pre-tax loss of £395 million compared to £264 million loss in the corresponding period of the last fiscal on quarterly revenues that declined 2.8% year-over-year YOY to £5.1 billion due to weaker market conditions. Additional plant shutdown time and delays in WLTP, Worldwide Harmonized Light Vehicle Test Procedure certification, resulting from Brexit contingency planning also contributed to the lower sales and profits, JLR said. As the piece says, it was a worse-than-expected loss at bottom-line level as consolidated loss was estimated at ₹2,127 crore and JLR loss at £236 million for the quarter ended June 2019, according to a poll conducted by CNBC TV18. The brokerage, we were informed, has a sell call on the stock because, as was pointed out before, Tata Motors reported worst pre-exceptional loss before tax in a decade. Amit Pandey of Live Mint added that Tata Motors' commercial vehicle CV and passenger vehicle PV businesses put together reflected a bigger decline in segment-specific revenues when compared with that of JLR. He explained, and we quote, "The CV and PV businesses posted Q1 FY20 revenue of ₹14,309 crore, declining from ₹17,219 crore a year earlier. In comparison, JLR's Q1 FY20 revenue fell to ₹45,661 crore from Q1 FY19 revenue of ₹48,215 crore. This shows that the British car maker has been able to narrow the losses it has been accumulating for some time as a result of continued cost-cutting steps such as savings from employee exits, material costs, lower capex, and tightening of working capital needs," unquote. So the issue is broader than just the travails of one brand or segment, but let us focus for a bit on Tata Motors. A slump in market demand. One of the reasons why Q1 FY20 was the worst in terms of market demand is because the demand environment in the China market, the single biggest for JLR, had reported a sharp drop of 34% year-on-year in sales in FY19. But things are becoming stable now, so said PB Balaji, Chief Financial Officer Tata Motors, to Live Mint. He also added that the first quarter saw stress in liquidity and financing for CVs and PVs. However, this should ease out now. We quote Balaji, "We have been correcting inventory, working on dealer profitability and focusing on retail growth on the back of new product launches. All these fundamental interventions made by us is resulting in turning the China business stable," unquote. But solutions cannot be simplistic because as the piece explains, the problem with Tata Motors is rooted in multiple fault lines. PB Balaji, Chief Financial Officer Tata Motors, however, insists that the company's turnaround 2.0 strategy is bearing fruit because besides tightly controlling the inventory, it has also simplified the supply chain to focus on retail over wholesale. Balaji has told Mint that he expects the current liquidity squeeze in India to improve in the coming quarters on the back of government intervention. You will recall that the government in the 2019 budget has provided credit guarantee to state-run banks to buy high-quality loans from non-banking financial companies. Litany of woes. An ET report has, however, used the term deep pain while describing Tata Motors' standalone loss after tax for the June quarter, which came in at Rs. 97 crore. The piece attributed this to dismal sales in Q1 FY20 as wholesale, including exports, fell 22.7% to 1,36,705 units. The piece also referred to the historic outlook of the company, which anticipates that both commercial vehicles CV and passenger vehicles PV businesses will continue to strengthen efforts for competitive, consistent and cash accretive growth through focus on retail growth, customized financing solutions, market activations, new product launches, rigorous cost reduction and inventory management to mitigate BS6 transition risk. Gwenda Butschek, CEO and MD of Tata Motors, was cited by ET and we quote, "The continued slowdown across the auto industry due to weak consumer sentiment, liquidity stress and the impact of axle load effect, particularly in medium or heavy duty, impacted overall demand," unquote. But he also added that with the budget announcement and upcoming festive season, the company expects some tailwinds for the remaining FY20. Cost-cutting measures. ET has also reported that Jaguar Land Rover continued to benefit from the ongoing impact of its £2.5 billion profit and cash improvement program, which delivered a further £100 million of cost savings and £300 million reduction to previously planned investment in the quarter, taking the total savings to date to £1.7 billion. The piece adds, and we quote, "While free cash flow was negative £719 million after £795 million of investment spending in the quarter, this represented a £954 million improvement year-on-year. This improvement reflects £756 million of favourable working capital," unquote. As we mentioned before, the company's outlook remains optimistic that Jaguar Land Rover's financial results will improve over the balance of the year, and it continues to target a 3-4% EBIT margin for the full year with continued investment, resulting in negative but improving cash flows. Ralph Speth, JLR chief executive, was cited by ET and we quote, "Jaguar Land Rover is in a period of major transformation. We are simplifying our business, delivering on our product strategy and adapting to the tough market environment," unquote. However, Tata Motors is not an isolated case study and the auto industry has experienced a significant slowdown overall. The bleak big picture. Pritesh Raj in Financial Express has reported how car sales slump have hurt dealers and over 200 showrooms have shut down. We quote, "According to estimates drawn up by Federation of Automobile Dealers Association, FADA, around 200 dealer showrooms of passenger vehicles have downed shutters in the last 1 year, leading to job losses of around 25,000 people. Typically, a big dealer has around 12 to 15 showrooms, while a small dealer will have under 5. Typically, one upper-sized showroom, which sells around 700 vehicles a month, employs around 150 people, while smaller showrooms selling 200 to 250 vehicles a month employ around 60 people. Though none of the PV manufacturers shared any numbers relating to closure of their dealership, industry executives said with bank funding drying up, closure of some of them was inevitable," unquote. The piece explains how a dealership business runs. We quote, "Once a company appoints a dealer, the latter pays for the wholesale dispatches every month to the manufacturer. Typically, if a dealer can sell 300 vehicles a month, it stocks 500 or more vehicles. The manufacturer does not provide any credit to the dealer for taking the dispatches, and the capital for taking the vehicles from manufacturers is through bank or NBFC financing. These are short-term credit of around 180 days, and so far sales are good, the system works fine. What has happened with the prolonged slowdown being witnessed now is that banks and NBFCs have stopped funding vehicle purchases by dealers as sales are not happening as per expectations and they are not able to repay the loans," unquote. The piece cites FADA President Ashish Kale, who says that the shutdowns have been mostly in the metro cities, with Mumbai and Delhi accounting for the higher share. He says that the rate of closure has been higher than the previous years as banks have become cautious on the inventory funding, and since stocks were the only collateral with the banks, poor sales have made the banks ask for more security. SBI Chairman Rajneesh Kumar, however, told Financial Express that the bank has not yet cut down on financing for auto dealers but will deal with the stress in the sector. The piece also cites industry sources who say that some of the big manufacturers try to help some of the weak dealers by asking bigger ones to take over them. This usually works well for bigger manufacturers, and hence the number of their dealers shutting shop is lower than those of smaller manufacturers. The piece does not discount the possibility that some of the dealers who have shuttered showrooms are the ones who borrowed heavily to create infrastructure in anticipation of a future demand and sales but have got stuck. FADA Director International Affairs Nikunj Sanghi told FE that inventory correction is the only way the situation can improve. Sanghi added that if the vehicles are not selling and the loan is not repaid in time, the loan becomes more unsecured. Majority of the dealers are still sitting on a very high inventory. The piece attributes the slump in PV sales in the second half of FY19 to the hike in insurance premium, increase in vehicle prices owing to safety features coupled with cash crunch in the system following defaults by financial companies such as ILNFS and DHFL. Since the manufacturers did not control pushing stocks last year, a higher than normal inventory at dealers has increased their working capital. Warning bells. According to Reuters, India's auto parts makers have warned of 1 million job cuts if this slowdown continues. The slump has already prompted automakers to cut production and automakers and parts makers to cut jobs. Money Control cited Reuters in an earlier piece to inform that India's auto parts industry could be forced to slash a fifth of its 5 million or so workforce if the slowdown in vehicle sales continues. This fear was underscored by Ram Venkatramani, president of the Automotive Component Manufacturers Association of India, ACMA. To repeat once again, India's auto industry is in the middle of one of its worst slumps. Passenger vehicle sales fell 18.4% in the first quarter and monthly passenger vehicle sales in June fell by the biggest margin in 18 years. The drop in production, we quote, has led to a crisis-like situation in the auto component sector, unquote, said the ACMA president in a statement on July 24th. According to Reuters, the slump in the auto sector, which accounts for nearly half of India's manufacturing output, has been a major factor behind the slide in economic growth to a five-year low earlier this year. Venkataramani said investments in the auto sector have been frozen due to a lack of government clarity on its electric vehicles EVs policy. He said a government plan to speed up the rollout of EVs would raise India's import bill and damage prospects for auto components manufacturers. Venkataramani also called for a cut in the goods and services tax for the vehicles and auto component sector. A crisis in the making. Pankaj Doval of TOI has cited a top official from the industry association as well as company officials to report that nearly 10 lakh jobs have been shaved off from the auto component industry following a prolonged and painful slowdown that has seen the demand for cars, commercial vehicles, CVs and two-wheelers slip to historic lows. The piece points out once again that the component players are the backbone of the domestic automobile industry and contribute nearly 2.3% to the country's GDP. Vinny Mehta, Director General of Automotive Component Manufacturers Association, ACMA, told TOI, and we quote, "It is a crisis and we have been under intense pressure over the past 1 year, which has resulted in significant production cuts at factories. Our estimates show that job losses are between 8 lakh and 10 lakh and are across key automobile manufacturing locations such as the Haryana Belt, Pune region, Chennai, Nashik, Uttarakhand and Jamshedpur," unquote. Mehta also told TOI that the impact has been unprecedented and is being felt across the spectrum of the auto component industry and added, and we quote again, "I have never seen such a scenario when a top supplier such as Bosch completely shuts down its factories for as many as 5 straight days. This is scary," unquote. Speaking to TOI about the nature of job losses, he said a majority of them are contractual staff hired by companies for routine production work and many of them are working at the shop floor or engaged in logistics and other allied or support activities at factories. Speaking about the size of the component industry, ACMA said in 2018-19 that nearly rupees 4 lakh crore worth of parts were made in India, of which components worth roughly 2.3 lakh crore rupees were sold to automakers, while exports amounted to rupees 1 lakh crore. Aftermarket sales accounted for around rupees 67,500 crore. The industry, says TOI, is also calling it a never-seen-before crisis, considering that the slump is coming at a time when they have made heavy investments for migration to new BS6 norms. Industry players have told the paper that a faster shift to electrical mobility will not give them much time to recover investments made towards upgrading to new emission and safety standards. Also, there is a need to grasp the complexities related to the new clean mobility systems, which will require technology upgradation as well as new investments. Ashok Taneja, MD and CEO of Shriram Pistons and Rings, told TOI, and we quote, "Almost every company in the industry is right-sizing while putting a freeze on new hiring, except when they are moving to a new location. The focus has shifted from business to working towards remaining viable," unquote. As the piece says, companies are adjusting and moderating production in line with sales realities and directing investments towards automation and robotization to drive in quality and right-size manpower. The industry demand that GST on components should be brought down to 18% to drive in affordability is the one issue that will gather momentum in the time to come. How the government and the industry synergize to get over a rather imposing economic road bump will define the immediate future of the auto industry in India.
This has been a Digging Deeper podcast, and you have been listening to Money Control.